Today we're continuing our ice fishing previews with fisheries biologists from around the state. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Joining me now is Dave Frieda. Dave, you manage the Missouri River system, which includes Lake Sakakawea. How are water levels looking on Lake Sakakawea?
Obviously, we've been through an extremely dry summer, and we had very little mountain runoff to it in the last year, and we've lost a significant amount of water in Sakakawea and Oahe both. But water levels are dropping, and they're the lowest we've seen since in over a decade. So things have definitely changed.
Dave, will that pose any access issues this winter for ice fishing?
No, it shouldn't actually for ice fishing access. We have pretty good access across the lake, all of our existing boat ramps, plus numerous other places. And the Garrison Project, Army Corps of Engineers here in Riverdale, on their website, they've developed, it functions as a phone app, and it's a map of all the shoreline access points for ice fishing around Lake Sakakawea, and we can put that address up for anglers.
Anglers are always curious about walleyes. How are the walleye populations in Lake Sakakawea?
Walleye population overall is in good shape yet, good condition. We have moderated some in the last couple of years from the extremely high record abundance we had 3-4 years ago, but our walleye abundance overall is still well above the historic average. There's several year classes that anglers are gonna see this winter and this coming summer will be 14 to 17, 18 inch range fish. There's a lot of those just desirable harvestable fish out there available to anglers.
How's forage in the lake?
Forage remains good. We did actually, despite the declining water levels this last summer, which typically is not good for Sakakawea forage and game fish in general, we did actually see an increase in our walleye condition. So our forage abundance remained good through summer of 2021.
Okay.
But that is definitely a concern in the year to come if we keep losing water levels.
Okay, let's move into northern pike, Dave. A lot of people target those monster pike in Lake Sakakawea late in the year.
Pike population has trending down. There's still a good trophy component out there. Overall abundance of pike is definitely down from what it was 5 to 10 years ago after we came out of the last drought. We had that huge influx of new pike into the system, and we're slowly stepping down as those fish are aging out of the system. There is some younger fish coming on, but overall the pike population is still good, and it's likely your best chance in the state of North Dakota to harvest a 20-pound plus pike.
Okay, people don't typically target panfish during the wintertime on Lake Sakakawea.
No, there isn't much of a component of the ice fishing that goes to any panfish. The upper end of the reservoir has a few crappies at times anglers will see, but other than Trenton Lake on the Missouri River system in Sakakawea, that there isn't much. The perch that exist are typically small in Sakakawea.
Okay, ice is never 100% safe, but Lake Sakakawea usually freezes late.
Yeah, most years it's mid, late December, kind of on the earlier end of when Sakakawea totally freezes over. You know, last year we can push into mid-January too some years. So obviously right now we have a lot of open water left. With declining water levels, ice on Sakakawea is always a concern.
If you've never been fishing, Lake Sakakawea is a great place to go out ice fishing with somebody that's experienced.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It can be intimidating. There's a lot of water, a lot of places to explore. So it's a more challenging ice fishery, I would say, than a lot of district lakes. So, but there's definitely a lot of area to explore.
A lot of great information, Dave. Thank you. Joining me now is fisheries biologist Todd Caspers. Todd, you manage the Devil's Lake complex, Devil's Lake, Stump Lake, Lake Irvine. How are water levels in those lakes?
Well, we're probably at our lowest water levels since 2011, since the high. We're down probably about 7 feet or more since the high. So we're down a fair amount.
You're not down enough that it's gonna affect ice fishing at all?
No, I mean, ice fishing should still be good. I mean, access-wise is more dependent on the amount of snow that we get on the ice.
Todd, let's talk about the Devil's Lake fish populations first. How are walleyes doing?
Oh, walleyes are doing pretty well again right now. For a while, we were kind of down in the numbers of those 15 to 20 inch fish, but that seems to have improved now. They should be above average again.
Okay, let's move into our state fish, the northern pike.
Northern pike are down somewhat from what they'd been the past few years. We probably have about 2 pike per net in our summer test netting versus the average about 3, so they're down somewhat. They probably haven't had strong recruitment for a while.
Okay, perch populations in Devil's Lake.
Perch population should be pretty good for this winter, I think. There's a fair amount of those kind of 8-inch and bigger fish. I mean, they're more towards the 8 inches, but there'll be some bigger fish around as well.
Todd, let's talk fish populations in Stump Lake. Let's start with walleyes.
Walleye should be pretty good right now. Their numbers are all around average or a little above average for the sizes of fish that the anglers would be interested in.
Todd, how are pike populations in Stump Lake?
Pike populations have never been real strong in Stump Lake, but right now they're probably somewhat below average, but the average size is pretty good.
Okay, how about panfish?
Panfish and stump is pretty much only yellow perch, and their numbers should be pretty good right now too, but again, like Devil's Lake, there's going to be a lot of those that are kind of in that 8-inch and just a little bigger range, but there's some bigger ones out there as well.
Okay, let's talk Lake Irvine. Let's talk fish populations in Lake Irvine.
Lake Irvine is mostly known for pike and walleye. The walleye populations should be pretty good. I mean, there's, you know, better than average numbers of, you know, those kind of catchable size fish right now. And northern pike numbers are pretty strong right now as well. Pike are actually probably underutilized most of the time in Lake Irvine, so anglers shouldn't be shy about keeping a limit of pike from Lake Irvine.
If weather allows, ice fishing is a great way to get somebody out fishing that has never been fishing or hasn't been fishing for a while. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, ice fishing doesn't have to be complicated. I mean, all you really need is a way to make a hole in the ice and some basic equipment like rods and reels. You could have a flasher or depth finder if you want, but that's not always needed. And the free ice fishing weekend is December 25th and 26th this year, and people can go on the Game of Fish website to learn more about that.
And that's for residents only?
Yeah, residents only.
If weather allows, ice fishing on the Devil's Lake complex should be good this year.
Yeah, it should be. The kicker is always just how much snow we get and if it makes it hard to get around.
A lot of great information, Todd. Thank you.
Thank you.